Protests against the Syrian government continue 4 months after they started. President Bashar al-Assad has responded with promises to reform and with a fierce crackdown. Rights groups say 1,400 people have been killed. Reporter Dale Gavlak met with a Syrian activist who says he witnessed the torture of a teenager who later died in a Damascus jail. She spoke with him at an undisclosed location along the border between Jordan and Syria. His account cannot be independently verified.
Ibrahim al-Jamani is a car dealer from the town of Daraa, where the uprising against President Bashar al-Assad began. These days, al-Jamani spends his time as an activist. He maintains contact with Syrian opposition at home and abroad through text messages and email. Al-Jamani says he was detained in May.
There were random arrests taking place after the army entered our town. A friend and I were walking in the street. When he tried to run away, the soldiers opened fire and he fell. They beat him till he died. They took me to a Damascus jail for interrogation.
There was more horror in store at the detention center.
In a corridor, I saw a boy. He was naked. The interrogators laid him on his belly. He had a gunshot wound on his side. They beat him severely with an iron bar, and blood poured from his body.
Later that day, the beatings resumed.
The boy cried out for his father and mother to help. But the interrogators told him, Bashar al-Assad is your father and mother. He chanted the anti-regime protest slogan, In God We Trust. But they insisted, No, in Bashar we trust. The following day, the boy's screams abruptly stopped.
Meanwhile, al-Jamani says the interrogators were taking care of him, too.
They beat my head, legs, hands and back. My nose was broken. The scars are still visible. We were naked, barefoot, and the torture was systematic every day. They tied us with chains. Others were held in a cross-like position. Some were hung upside down and continuously beaten.
But al-Jamani says it was the torture of the boy that haunted him the most. Al-Jamani was released after a couple of weeks. He says that once outside, he saw pictures of the boy on a satellite channel. He was 15-year-old Thamer al-Shari from Daraa.
I realized Thamer died from the torture. With the help of God, I have a document that proves I was detained in the same period and place with Thamer.
The document was issued by a Syrian judge, and it does in fact state that al-Jamani and the boy were in prison at the same time. Al-Jamani and a friend, who wishes not to be named, are on the run from authorities. Al-Jamani says the chances of Assad remaining in power are not good.
I expect the regime will fall. Now is the beginning of its collapse. The authorities accuse pro-democracy protesters of being militants or belonging to armed gangs. These are fabrications. Meanwhile, the protests continue. Syrians are no longer fearful.
But regime opponents have been saying such things for a while now, and so far Bashar al-Assad doesn't seem to be going anywhere. For The World, I'm Dale Gavlak.